They appear to be a human, but they don't. They have a big gap, as Adam just said, in the times that they've tweeted, and they tweet you. Should you respond to them?
Generally, no. I mean, off the bat, you should stay back and just sort of watch their engagement, how many times they're tweeting, what they're tweeting about, and even the topics in particular. And a lot of the ones that are pretending to be black people, or black women in particular, who are focusing on black identity, have these sort of aspects in the ways that they're talking about language. If we saw the other day, there was an account that was supposed to be for black supporting Howard Schultz. That account was eventually pulled down, but that was a prime example of someone trying to mimic support from the black community for a particular candidate. So these kinds of things that are happening at this moment, we have to pay a little bit more close attention to it because there is nuance, but there are also identifying factors. For example, right now from the black identity framework, there's a new sort of hashtag and or identity that's in their bios called ADOS or DOS, which is standing for Descendants of Slaves.